they were off right from exposed hilltops. Okay, the 25 watts. I think you said 25. Yeah, well, you know, there's practical power limitations in your car as well. But it's available as your radios and so on, but the, you know, how much power you can take from whatever power source you've got. Probably have to stick it to a fuse from the battery. Regarding the you know, the amateur radio exams, just go as far as you can before you get too old to bother with any of it. You get through one, I'll go in for the other, the next one. Actually, we're in.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7. Time out.
You know, you do better with practice in whatever form it takes. So you've got reasonable confidence having got through one. So, not think in terms of stopping, just think in terms of going as far as you can with it and saying, not that you need it now. Well, sometime in the future, you may be glad you did. Back to you, Don, from GHCZ.
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit of how far I can be, because for work, I'm a software engineer, so I'm kind of thinking if I get the advance where I can make my own radios, then there's no, I wouldn't run into any issues if I figure out how to make a custom firmware for a radio, because I'm kind of frustrated with DMR radios at the moment. The, what do they call it, the CPS, the PC programming software, it's terrible. It doesn't really tell you how to do it, and yeah, there's no standard, and it's frustrating. I'm experienced programming P25 on the scanners, and I'm like, why is DMR so much harder to program when it's actually simpler? It's a simpler radio implementation. Back to you. I'm merging off the highway now.
Yes, he's saying, okay, Dom. And you find YouTube and AI nowadays are your best friends. Lots of interesting articles on YouTube on how to program things, how to make things, mend things. And more and more people report lots of help with programming issues from AI. I've not got a lot of experience with AI. It's not my only experience really is debating a bit of electronics with it. And I learned a few things, and it learned a few things from me. That's been my career in the past. Which is interesting. It's interesting to have a debate with a computer. anyway. the thing about YouTube is, of course, you can press the pause button. So it's, they're talking about doing that, doing the other. You can pause it and wind it back a bit, play it again. And it more than supplements the written instructions. It's better in some cases than the written document. I know that having the written documents on your desk when you're trying to do something is also useful. So, if you've not discovered the technical benefits of YouTube and technical benefits of AI and that, time to start, I think. GHCZ.
Yeah, I have realized the benefits of you YouTube, not quite in the radio yet. I should do that, look up the specific models of radio and how do I name my program there. But I have, because my wife's SUV was having an electrical issue with the radio. The touch screen was registering ghost presses. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I tried to call somebody 8 times in a row. And so I went on YouTube, and the fix is you take off 2 trim pieces, you get a screwdriver and a 10mm socket, and you undo 3 bolts, you take the radio out, you take the head unit apart, and you just unplug a wire and then put it all back together. So for about an hour and $10 on a socket extension, I fixed the radio issue on my wife's SUV. So it's all kinds of stuff you can find on YouTube. Back to you.
Yes, okay, Don. I'm leaving longer breaks just in case Zach wants to join in or use the one of the repeaters or something. It's quite possible. Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm mobile, so sometimes they'll just drop because I need to focus. There's construction or a turn. There's construction all over the place. I don't know how much you know about Canada, but we basically have winter and construction and seasons. And it's not that fun sometimes. This year it seems everywhere I go, the construction is on my travel route. But some of it is using up soon, and some of it we're still waiting to finish up. But, yeah, as for the AI, I've also used that quite a bit, seeing the radio sat in my car. I was asking a bunch of questions about, like, well, what if I put it this way or that way? And what about, like, how does power work in a car? And that's why I'm at a 25-watt, because it's a 25-watt. This model can plug into the cigarette lighter, and I don't have to go modifying my car. If I wanted to go any higher on power, then I would have to run a cable through the firewall directly to the battery, which I might do at some point, but this 25-watt seems to get a pretty decent range. The only thing it needs is when I get the money to get a higher gain, taller antenna, so that I can send as far as I can receive. Back to you. Well, my friend, GACZE, if you're still there, I'm about to work, so I'm going to sign off, and 73. This is Victor Echo 3, Juliet November Uniform, clear and going QRT.
connecting. I want you to copy it now, Dom. Cheers, easily.
N6QDY, N6QDY, this is VA3HRY, Bicycle Mobile. David, are you listening? N6QDY, this is VA3HRY. David, are you listening? Come over. No copy. VA3HRY Bicycle Mobile. Clear.
From GFCZ. I wasn't trying to interrupt. I was talking to another Canadian mobile when I got cut off. GACZ.
Stand by, old man. A lot of noise around me. Be right back. Be sure to watch. Yeah, VA3HRY, stationary bicycle mobile, with a cornfield to my right and a beautiful aroma coming from the corn. Really healthy looking. Go ahead, station.
Yes, VA3HRY, GACZ. Thanks for coming in Manchester, UK. Talking to a Canadian station called Dan, mobile on his way to work, and I got cut off. A local station disconnected the network. So here we are. By the time I got reconnected, I was getting here. So anyway, there we are. It's good afternoon from here. 14:29 local time. Wet and horrible. I say I'm in, appropriately, I'm in Manchester, UK. It definitely isn't always that way. We do have our green environment did go brown. Seasonally.
Yeah, I could hear that station. I couldn't hear you while I was writing. And he tried calling you back a few times and finally gave up. And he mentioned something.